Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, David Anchell. He's the Managing Director of Comeda. David, you're very welcome to the programme.
Very pleased to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Now, lovely to meet you. Let's go back a few years. You were born in the UK, brought up in Kent. You found your way to Ireland in 1976. Tell us that story.
1976 was my first venture into Ireland, and I brought a troop of scouts to camp here. And I was already viewing Ireland as a potential place for me to live because I wasn't enjoying my life in Southeast England. It was too hectic, too many people, too many rules, too many regulations. I think Maggie Thatcher was there or thereabouts at the time, and I wasn't the biggest fan of that kind of lifestyle. So 76 was a venture, a pioneering kind of venture, yes.
So you arrived in Ireland fishing on the River Anner in Tipperary. Your wife of 4 days is with you, and you said that you had a small car and a can-do attitude, and you took it from there.
It wasn't quite like that. 76, my wife wasn't with me. We got married on the 1st of July 77, a year after the fishing episode, and we moved over together in our little A40 car into William Street there.
So then you trained as a lab technician. You worked for ICI, was that in
Correct.
The UK?
That was in the UK, yes. That was
and then
the...
you worked in sales in BASF.
When I moved to Ireland, I needed a proper job, in inverted commas. So I took a job as a salesperson with BASF. It was Dennis Coakley, who had the agency for BASF in County Meath in Clonay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And BASF, as I remember them, used to make C90 tapes.
They certainly did.
That.
Yes, that's what everybody knows them for. But they are also the world's largest chemical company.
Of course, yeah.
So, and it sounds a bit nasty because my business isn't chemicals. It's a little bit more sophisticated than that. But that's where I learned the trade, yes.
Yeah. So your role was primarily in sales?
It was.
So what happened after that?
Well, that was a very interesting time because the IDA had been very successful in beginning to encourage foreign investment from the American pharmaceutical companies. Others as well, Germans, UK people, Japanese even, but the Americans were the people that really invested here. So I was lucky enough to join a company that didn't really have sales in the pharmaceutical sector at the same time that industry was booming in Ireland. And it's booming to this day, I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, exports from Ireland for pharmaceuticals are over 100 billion now a year. It's the biggest industry we have. So I was fortunate enough to be involved in it then and worked with them successfully for 10 years. Few bits of oddities in between, but eventually I started my own company in 88.
And maybe tell us then about Comeda, the company. It's a serious business now with sales of north of 65 million, 300 clients, 65 staff. So what is it that you do? Maybe just walk us through.
Well, from the time I started my own company, I did a couple of things I'd say that were different from the average person who was trying to make success at business. Number one, I didn't have anything to sell. And that was a key thing and
right.
remains key to this time. So instead of trying to sell something, I levered my relationship with my existing customers. So I said, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, lads, but I'm starting a company. And that invited them. Seems like a clever philosophy, but it wasn't really. It was just the only thing I could do and I was desperate. So I said, I'm not sure what we can do. Unfortunately, enough of them liked me enough, trusted me enough, and blessed me with opportunities. So inquiries. And to this day, most of our business is pulled from the market. In other words, we built a relationship with our customers and we're a problem solver. So we don't have a product list. We don't sell things. We solve problems, be it the obtaining of an obscure raw material from around the world or indeed complex solutions. So that was the one difference. The other difference, I decided, unlike other chemical distributors at the time, not to disguise anything. So we are an open company. So we tell our customers where our suppliers are. are, we tell our suppliers where our customers are. In other words, we have faith in the fact that we add value.
Wow.
So that's the two differences, I would say.
You're a very modest man, David, because I know your business has been involved in key drugs like Lipitor, like Viagra, the new obesity drug, Tirzepatide, is that how it's pronounced? Yeah. So, you know, you made contributions, and you mentioned the pharmaceutical sales exports from Ireland. The figure is staggering, but your company has played a role in, and a pretty serious role.
We have been successful, and I think that success is perhaps because people sometimes don't understand what goal it is they're aiming for in life, I think, but also in their business. So instead of aiming to make money, we aimed for excellence and building our relationships and earning a good reputation, supporting the community, paying our bills on time. So we tried to create a wholesome company. And as I say, people did trust us. So it seems a bit crazy, even to me at this day, that a little company on the banks of the River Shore in Clonmel supplies some of the world's biggest pharmaceutical companies with their raw materials. But we believe we do a good job for them.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. In terms of the pharmaceutical industry now, there was a huge spike during COVID, I suppose, in a positive way, if there can be anything positive about COVID, around vaccines, etc. Where are we, I suppose, nationally, in our pharmaceutical industry journey?
I think I'd like to go back a little way, and people don't realise this, and I don't know if I'm correct about it or not, but when this industry started, half of our population were under 25, and half of our population were going to university. Prior to this industry and other similar industries, that workforce, that educated workforce, exported themselves. We left the country. But suddenly there was this new opportunity because of the IDA and the good work they did, and the reduction in our corporation tax, which was the catalyst to attract these companies in the first place. But what that young educated workforce did is grab hold of it and addressed it really professionally and super. And I think they do to this day. So we have an unequaled record of conformance, integration into the industry, successful manufacture. The USA at the same time also invested in Puerto Rico and Singapore to an extent. Those countries didn't back integrate into the industry like we did. So we have. So when Trump talks about bringing the industry back home, he isn't taking this industry back home. This is staying with us because we've done such a good job with it.
So. Yeah, I think you're so right that it's integrated in us.
Yeah.
The education piece, the expertise.
Yeah.
Like, who would want to walk away from that
they won't
and start
want to,
somewhere else?
They will not. They will not. And in fact, regulatory matters would prevent them from doing so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Finally, I know you're a keen fly fisherman. Have you landed the salmon? Tell us a little bit about the big fish.
Really, I'm not really a salmon fisherman, but
there was nothing
good about COVID, but I got on my little electric bike during COVID and cycled around little streams and waterways that I hadn't bothered to fish before, so that was one good thing for me. One thing that I do quote, and I think it's true, I can catch a wild brown trout 50 yards from my desk, and there aren't many businessmen in the world that is able to do that, so it's a wonderful place to be.
There you go, the River Shore.
Yeah, the River Shore.
Well, look, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. You're
Thanks, a man, Bobby,
who, as I say, is understated and modest, who has achieved great things with your business, Comida, as you say, from the banks of the shore in the lovely Clonmel in South Tipperary. So, David Anshel, a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Great. Enjoyed it.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.